This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Habam to the Kollel Agadah Perka Monday afternoon National Shiur. Welcome, everyone. We're preparing now for Parshas Vayeshev and for the Yom Tov of Chanukah. Haba Aleinu L'Toyva. Some very exciting announcements. First of all, please make sure you're prepared for Chanukah with The Light and the Splendor, published by Art Scroll. It's available in Sfarim stores, artscroll.com. Also, very appropriate to elevate your Chanukah with Reb Meir Balanes and the Eternal Children of Hashem. Very exciting news, the Spanish edition was just released. So if you want to read it in Spanish, or if you'd like to learn Spanish, if you'd like to learn the power of Elokah de Meir Anini, that is available now in English, Spanish, and soon to be released in Yiddish, and also, of course, in Lashon Kodesh, Elokah de Meir Anini. Okay, friends, we have a very exciting shiur today, Parshas Vayeshev. We're going to be connecting Parshas Vayeshev and the Yom Tov of Chanukah. Very interestingly, Parshas Vayeshev, which talks about the sale of Yosef, in middle of the Parsha, digresses to tell us the well-known account of Yehuda and Tamar, where Yehuda, Vayered Yehuda, Me'es Echav, Yehuda descended from his brothers, namely, he had a Yerida. The brothers demoted him. When they saw the pain their father was in, they said, "You're the one who told us to sell him. If you would have told him, if you would have told us to bring him back, we would have listened to you." The basic storyline is, Yehuda has three sons, Er, Einan, Shelah. Er married Tamar. Er, because of the inappropriate activity, he died without children. Einan marries her. He also dies without children. Tamar, who is prepared to have Yibum from the third son, Shelah, but he's too young to get married. So Tamar returns to her parents' house, and she's awaiting Shelah coming of age. Time passes. She realized, nah, Shelah's not going to be miyabim her. So she took matters into her own hands. She disguises, and she orchestrates matters that Yehuda would inadvertently, unknowingly live with her, not knowing it's his daughter-in-law. And Chazal tells us that Yehuda, so to speak, had no choice. He was coerced by a heavenly angel. And then the pasuk says, "Vayhi kimishloish chadashim, vayugad liYehuda lemar zansa Tamar kalasecha, vegam hine hara leznunim, vayomer Yehuda hoytziua v'sisareif, himutzeis v'yishulcha el chamiha, lemar leisha shereila loy anoichi hara v'atomer hakerna lemi hachaysemes." Vapsilim vahamate hoela vayaker Yehuda vayomer tzodka mimeni ki al kein loy nesatia l'sheila bni v'layosaf oed ladata. So 3 months passed. Yehuda was told, "Your daughter-in-law committed harlotry, and she even conceived." Yehuda said, "Take her out; she should be burnt." Tamar was from shame; was a bas kohen. As she's being taken out, she sends word, "By the way, the one to who these belong, I am pregnant." And she said, "Could you recognize? Who does this signet ring belong to? This cloak, this staff?" Yehuda recognizes it, and he said, "Yes, she's right. It was from me, because I did not give her to marry to Shelah, my son." And we read these words leading up to Chanukah, and we can't help but be struck by the wording. Visi Saref, Hachoy Semes, Hapasilim, they trigger us, they're trigger words. They remind us of Chanukah. Vesi Saref, the burning of the menorah. Hachoysemes, the sealed flask. Psilim, the wicks, the Chida writes that when Tamar said, Haker na lemi hachoysemes, the Chida says in the Chadre Baten, Parshas Vayeshev, Ois Chafbez, the Chida says, that when Tamar said, Haker na lemi hachoysemes, she's alluding to the Yom Tov of Chanukah, where they only found one jug of oil, and To the question, Lemi hachaisemes, to who does it belong to? The answer is to Hashem. Vapsilim, the wicks, who does it belong to? Hashem. It also refers to the Bigdei Yesha, the garments of salvation of Yochanan and his sons. Lemi hapsilim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hamata also alludes to the Shevet of Levi, through which the miracle of Hanukkah was performed. So when we ask, Lemi HaChoysemes, who is responsible for the miracle of the flask? The answer is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lemi HaPesilim, to who is responsible the miracle of the garments of salvation? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lemi HaMata, to who is responsible for the staff of the Kohanim? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem orchestrated everything. You know, when you ask me and Ela, in other words, we have this question. Lemi Achazam Vapsim Ha'ela. Lemi Ela. You know, in general, one of our responsibilities in life is to combine the me to the Ela. To ask Lemi, who does it belong to? And to say Ela, these belong to Hashem. I'll explain what I mean. You know, the Navi tells us in Yeshaya, Su'umaraim einechem ura'u mi bara'ayla. Raise up your eyes and see who created these. Su'umaraim einechem ura'u mi bara'ayla. You know, our job in life is to look at the ayla, look at the these, look at what has been created, what is before us, and ask me, who does it belong to? And the answer is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you see Eila and you ask me, you know what you get? You get Elohim. The presence of Hashem is recognized when you see Eila and you say, Lemi, who did this? Who contributed to this? And by the Chet HaEgel, Klal Yisrael separated the me and the Ela. They said, Ela Elohecha Yisrael, and they said, Lemi Zahav. So they separated the me and the Ela. They couldn't put the two together. When you can't put the two together, you get the Chet HaEgel. You get the me and the Ela. Esav also cannot put together the me and the Ela. Esav said, Me Ela Lach. He sees children. He wants to know where they're from, but he couldn't come to the conclusion that they're from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mi, Eila, Lach. And Yaakov said, hey bro, you need to put it together. Hayiladim asher chanan Elohim es avdecha. Elohim. Yaakov Avinu said, Hayiladim asher chanan Elohim es avdecha. So last week was the yard site of Rav Avram Dov Auerbach of Avarich. The Basayin. Avarich is a town in the Ukraine. Talmud of Rav Levi Yitzchak Bar Dichev and Rav Nachum of Chernobyl and Rav Nachum's son, Rav Martcha of Chernobyl. He was a fiery, dynamic orator. He was already a Rav in Avarich in 1785 when he was about 20. Then he became the Rav in Zhytomyr in the Ukraine. His drushas were written, but he didn't want them to be published until he breathed the holy air of Eretz Yisrael. He eventually immigrates to Eretz Yisrael in 1830 at 65 years old. And when he arrives in Tzfas, he lets his sefer be published and he names it Bas Ayin because Eretz Yisrael's Ene Hashem Lekecha Ba. He was recognized as a great tzaddik. He was the leader of the Hasidim in Tzfas. Rav Shmuel Heller was a young Rav of the Ashkenazim in Tzfas. Rav Shmuel Heller was also a physician, and Shmuel Heller read numerous medical texts. He taught himself the principles of medicine, and he was able to heal many Yidden. But later in life, he felt that the secular texts had a negative impact on his kavana, so he decided to stop learning medicine. And the Basayin said, no, you need to continue practicing medicine to heal Yidden. And Rav Heller said, well, it diminishes my tefillah. So the Basayin put his hands on the head of Rav Shmuel Heller
And it cured him. It cured him. In 1837,
there was an earthquake on New Year's, January 1st. And the city of Tzfas was shaken. And it caused most of the shuls in the community to collapse. The Bas Ayin shul also began to collapse from the tremors. The Rebbe calls all of his congregants. Whoever wishes to be saved should gather around him near the Aroin. He lay there, he wept, he prayed, and everyone near him survived. Even though a good part of the building was destroyed, you could go to the Bas Ayin shul today and you could see how it was refurbished. And clearly there's a plaque there commemorating the miracle. And you could see the obvious difference between the original part of the building near the Aroin and the added part. And the Bas Ayin presents the following amazing idea. You know, in Nisan HaToikef we say, Berosh Hashanah Yikasevun, that the kesivas on Rosh Hashanah, and there's a chasima on Yom Kippur. However, the Bas Ayin says that according to Kisvei Ari, there's an element of chasima that's deferred to Chanukah. Now, searching through the Kisvei Ari, you'll be very hard-pressed to find a source anywhere, that any chasimas hadin is reserved until Chanukah. However, there is a remez that supports this idea that you could do tshuva till Chanukah. My grandfather, Zechutzal Rav Chaim Gladstein, would often say over, Tashev Enosh Adaka. Man could do tshuva Adaka, Dalet Chaf Aleph, the 25th. It's a remez to Chanukah. However, to find a remez in the Kisvei Ari that you could do tshuva to Chanukah, very difficult to find such a thing. But the Bas Ayin, based on this idea that we could still do tshuva until Chanukah, offers an amazing interpretation of the psukim that talk about Yehuda and Tamar. The pasuk says, "Vayhi k'mishloish hachadoshim," and it was when about 3 months passed. Well, from Rosh Hashanah, if you count 3 months, Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, it takes you to about Chanukah. You know, the Maral points out that while all Yomim Tovim begin in the beginning of the month, or perhaps in the middle of the month, Chanukah is unique. It's at the end of the month. This is no coincidence. We know that the first day of creation, man was created on Rosh Hashanah, Aleph Tishrei. However, the light was created on Chaf Hei Tishrei, on Chanukah. 3 months later, the light was created on Chaf Hei Elul. 3 months later is Chanukah. Vayihi kimishloish chadashim. It was when 3 months passed. The pasuk says, Vayugad li Yehuda. Yehuda was told. The Shlach HaKadosh teaches, if you visualize the word Yehuda, you will see wonders. The word Yehuda contains the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the shame Havaya. Yehuda could also, is a reference to Hashem. At the end of 3 months, Chanukah time, Vayugad li Yehuda, a message was conveyed to Hashem, Zansa Tamar Kalasecha. Your daughter-in-law, Tamar, committed harlotry. Who is Tamar? The Pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, Damsa Yehuda le Tamar. Klal Yisrael is compared to a date palm. Klal Yisrael is also considered a bride. So the pasuk means like this: Vayhi kimishloish chadashim. After 3 months, the beginning of Chanukah, a message is conveyed to Hashem that Klal Yisrael had sinned and veered off the path, and they had violated their commitment. Not only that, v'gam hinei hara l'znunim. She conceived in her harlotry. They didn't just sin. They didn't just defile and desecrate the relationship. But like a woman who produced a child, their sins have become part of their essence, part of their core. They're not even connected to you. Zansa tamar kalasecha v'hine v'gam hine hara l'znunim.
And Hashem hears the kitrug, and Hashem says, Vayomer Yehuda, the Almighty says, Hoytziua v'sisareif, take her out, let her be consumed in fire, let her be eliminated. Himutzes, as she is being taken out, v'yishalcha el chamia, she is, word is sent to her father-in-law, to God. No. This is not who we are. This is not our reality. This is not our essence. By the man to whom I belong, I'm with child. God, we're connected to you. We're connected to the creator of the universe, to the source of all kindness. Our essence, our metzios, our reality, our inner being is to cleave to Hashem. We're not connected to sin. Don't interpret our averos that that's our essence. No, eileloi, le'ish asher eileloi, Eile and Loi is Gematria 72. That's the Shema Va, that's the 72 letter name of Hashem. We're saying, Ribbono Shel Olam, we're connected to you. Our life is to be connected to you, Ribbono Shel Olam. And in defending ourselves, Klal Yisrael proves that their inner desire is to love Hashem. Vatoimer Haker Na Lami Hachoisemes Vahapsilim Hamato Eile. Look at the oil in the times of Hanukkah that was sealed with the seal of Kohen Gadol. Look at the wicks used to kindle the flames of the menorah. So, Haker No, we say, Hashem, remember us. Remember our commitment to you in the times of Hanukkah. The word Hamata refers to the menorah, the vessel that holds the Ner Hanukkah. The vessel is a kli, that's 60. Hamata in my koilel is 60. The proof that we're really davig to you, Hashem, is Ner Chanukah. Our lighting the menorah proves le'isha asher eile eloi anochi hara, that to you, the Shem 72, we are truly connected to. We are not hara l'znunim, but we're connected to you. Vayaker Yehuda, and the Ribbono Shel Olam recognized and accepted the taina of Klal Yisrael. Hashem accepted our hisnatzlos, our defense. Vayomer tzadka mimeni, she's right, it's from me, it's my fault. It's my fault that Klal Yisrael sins. I'm responsible for the sins of Klal Yisrael. Why? Ki al kein lo nesati al sheila bani, because I didn't give them sheila. What sheila? Sheila represents ad ki yavai shilai. I didn't give them the Beis HaMikdash. I kept them in Flatbush. I kept them in Borough Park. I kept them in Williamsburg. They're in the dark. I kept them in Lakewood. I kept them in the dark gullus. It's not their fault that they sin. They're surrounded by the gullus. What do you expect? Mayasa haben shelo yechta. Basically, where our judgment is deferred until Chanukah, and Chanukah is what saves us, because when the Mekatrigim say that we are connected to sin, Chanukah proves we're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, if I could share with you the amazing revelation of Rav Moshe Wolfson, who analyzes the final parshias of the Torah. Vayelech is 30 psukim. Nitzavim is 40 psukim. Ha'azinu is 52 psukim. Kisava is 122 psukim. You see, there's some people, they do tshuva, and they get the job done, and they have their act together, and in 30 days, they're tzadikim gemurim. That corresponds to the 30 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul until Rosh Hashanah. They're vayelach yidin. In 30 days, they do tshuva. Some of us take a bit longer. We need to wait until Yom Kippur. We take 40 days. We're nitzavim yidin. We get it together by the end of Sukkot. Some Jews take a bit longer. We need until Shmini Atzeres. 52 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul. We're hazinu yidin. But some yidin, it takes them a bit longer. If you add up vayelech, nitzavim, hazinu, 30, 40, 52, 122, 122 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul is Zois Chanukah. 122 days from Rosh Chodesh Elul,
Vayelech Nitzavim Hazinu 30, 40, 52 is Zois Chanukah. In Vayelech, we say Kilois Yishachach Mi Pizaroi. It will not be forgotten. There's always hope until Zois Chanukah. Now, if there are 122 psukim, it would make sense that each pasuk corresponds to another day. And the 122nd pasuk is Ki mi neged tira es haaretz v'shama lo yisavoy el haaretz asher ani noisein levnei Yisrael. From a distance you'll see the land, but you will not enter there into the land that I give to Klal Yisrael. Ki mi neged tira es haaretz v'shama lo yisavoy el haaretz asher ani noisein levnei Yisrael. You will see the land, but you can't come yet. This corresponds to Ein lanu rishus lehishtamesh bahem ela leroysam bilvad. Ein lanu rishus lehishtamesh bahem ela leroysam bilvad. By the way, the word in the Torah that follows the last of these 122 psukim of Hazinu is v'zois. That's a remez to Zois Chanukah. By the way, Rav Moshe Wolfson writes that his son-in-law, the Stachina Rebbe, brings another possible remez. Instead of adding up Nitzavim, Vayelech, and Hazinu, Kisavai itself has 122 psukim. Says the Basayin, the name of the Yom Tov Chanukah is etymologically similar to the word Chinuch. Chinuch refers to inauguration, like when you make a Chanukah Sabayis. So a person should always view himself as he's only in the beginning. One should always remain humble. Also, there's a rule, Ein davar shebekedusha pachos me'asar. Matters of holiness are not less than 10. But it could also be interpreted as something which is holy is not less than 10 tefachim. But we, dafka, put the menorah less than 10 tefachim because we're trying to humble ourselves in Yanei Kedusha. This is alluded to Tashev Enosh Ad Daka. Daka, which we said earlier, has a numerical value of 25. It alludes to Chanukah. It alludes to humility. Kislev, which is equal to 116. Kaf is 20. Samach is 60. 80. Lamed, 110. Vav, 6. 116 is the same as Namach, low. This is why we light Ad Shetichle Regel Menashuk. Which could be interpreted, regel is a reference to gaiva, like it says in Tehillim, al tivayeni regel ga'ava. So, we don't have an explicit source in the writings of the Ari that you could do tshuva until Chanukah, but there is an idea that the Pri Eitz Chaim says, shekein ima ila'a ad hoid ispashtas. The eternal mother, the celestial mother, which is a reference to tshuva, spreads out until hoid. Hoid is one of the Kabbalistic Sviros, which is associated with Chanukah, this is a hint that you could do tshuva until Chanukah. So look, you could do tshuva until any day of the year. You're not restricted in tshuva on any specific day, but there's an idea that the chasima is still open until Chanukah, and therefore we should try to accomplish tshuva at least before Chanukah. So, if you didn't do it by Vayelech, Rosh Hashanah, or Nitzavim, Yom Kippur, or Hazinu, Shmini Atzeres, you still have the added tally of all of these. You have the added, or Parshas Kisavai, which is Zois Chanukah. And this is alluded to in this Parsha. Vayhi bo'is ahi, vayered Yehuda me'is echav, vayered adish adulami. It was 3 months, meaning Chanukah time, and it was sent, Zonsa Tamar Kalasecha, was sent how far we are from Hashem. And we say no. Zonsa Tamar Kalasecha, and Vihine, Vigamhine Haraliz Nunim. So Hashem says, Vayomer Yehuda, Haitziua Vesisarev. That she should be consumed in fire. And as we're being taken out, we send message. Lo ish asher eile lo yanochi hara. We are connected to the Shem Ayin Beis. Haker no lemiach hoisemes v'apsilim amato eile. Through the miracle of Chanukah and the Mesiras Nefesh of Klal Yisrael and dedication to Chanukah, that shows we are truly connected to Hashem. And Hashem recognizes and He says, Tzadka, mimeni, it's because of me. Why? Because I kept them in the Golos. Because Alkein Loi Nesati Al Sheila Bani. And therefore, we are Mispalel. We know Rabbeinu Bechai says that Chanukah is a Lashon of inaugurating the third Beis HaMikdash. We should be Zoicha. May we be Zoicha to Ad Ki Yavoi Shiloi. We should be Zoicha to see Shiloi and Be'ezos Hashem establish our eternal Deveikos HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But this is the amazing remez to Chanukah in the story of Yehuda and Tamar. Which is interesting is the story of Yehuda and Tamar establishes the Malchus based David. And we know the times of Chanukah was somewhat a confrontation with the Malchus based David. There's even a question whether the Chanukah may not have been included in the Mishnah because it was a challenge to the Malchus based David. But in the story of the development of the Malchus based David, you have the recognition that Chanukah is what establishes our eternal connection to Hashem. Okay, we're going to have Be'ez Hashem next 2 weeks, amazing Shirim coming up on Chanukah. Have a great day. I don't have Mara Makoymos right now for what we just did. And, okay, Hatzlacha, everyone, Kol Tov. Have a good day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.